Module 7, Business Email Etiquette. Email is a convenient and effective medium to conduct business communication. In this module, we will discuss etiquette guidelines on how to address an email message, the use of grammar and acronyms in the letter body, and top 5 technology tips. Addressing your message. Here are 2 basic guidelines in addressing an email. Number 1, know when to use the to, CC, and BCC fields. There are 3 common ways to address an email, and each way is most appropriate to specific contexts. A. Using the to field. The to field is used when sending a direct message to someone. You may send the same email to multiple addresses using the to field. Do so when your email is meant to be addressed directly to all recipients, as in the case of a manager directing his team. Note, though, that when you use the to field, all email addresses can be viewed by all recipients. Put multiple addresses in the to field only when every recipient is okay with his or her email addresses being released to everyone. B. Using the CC field. CC stands for carbon copy. You use the CC field to send a copy of the email message to people who are not meant to be the direct recipients of the message but still need to be kept in the loop. For instance, if a manager has ordered his secretary to send a memo to everyone in the department, the secretary may place all the department employees' email addresses on the to section and the manager's email on the CC field. Note that, like the to field, all email addresses entered in a CC field can be viewed by everyone. C. Using the BCC field. BCC stands for blind carbon copy. When you place email addresses in the BCC field, recipients are blind to other recipients' email address. The use of the BCC field is most appropriate if the recipients have not given permission for their email address to be released, or if there is reason to keep the email address private. Because the BCC field offers privacy that the to and CC fields do not, you may use the blind carbon copy field for both direct and indirect email messages, where privacy of email addresses is needed. If you wish to send an email to many direct recipients, but you don't wish to disclose anyone's email address, just use your own email address in the to field and then use BCC for the recipient's addresses. Number 2, address the receiver by name in the first sentence of your email. Mary, I received copies of the file. Use the proper address like Dr. or Mr. until told to use first names. You may take your cue from the way they sign their email. Grammar and acronyms. While online mediums of communication have developed their own vocabulary, it's best to remember that business emails the same formality as any other business letter. Here are some key things to remember with regards to grammar and the use of acronyms in an email. Always follow the rules of good grammar. You may refer to English writing style guides for these rules. Always use full sentences and words with proper sentence structure. Don't use text speak. Example, use "the reports are due on Monday" instead of "the reports are due Mon." Proper capitalization and punctuation are a must. In email, all caps give the impression that you are shouting, and small caps are hard to read. Example, use "the report should include an evaluation report" instead of "everything written in capitals." In business email, avoid text speak abbreviations such as BTW for by the way, IMHO for in my honest opinion, and LOL for laugh out loud. Avoid the use of emoticons as well. Top 5 technology tips. Here are 5 tips when using technology. Number 1, medium is the message. There are some things that are better done face-to-face rather than through the net. An example of this is delivering negative feedback. Don't use technology when a personal approach is much more appropriate and/or desirable. Number 2, always reread your letters. Some statements don't come across well when written. An ironic joke, if people can't see the twinkle in your eye, can end up sounding insulting. Read everything twice before you send it. Number 3, think security. Do not assume privacy when communicating online. Do not use emails to discuss confidential and speculative information. Number 4, think of your recipient's convenience. Since reading from a screen is more difficult than reading from paper, the structure and layout is very important for email messages. Use short paragraphs and blank lines between each paragraph. When making points, number them or mark each point with bullets. Also, don't attach lengthy documents in your email. Forcing your client to read a long document through a screen is insensitive, not to mention the time it would cost them to download bulk files. If a hard copy is possible, then send a hard copy instead. Number 5, skip it if it is not necessary. Remember that most emails now go into PDAs. Before sending a message in the late hours, ask yourself, how will they react to me sending a text message? Before you forward a memo you've received to your staff, think if they really need this piece of information. It's nice to keep your staff up to date, but not to the point that you're clogging their inboxes. Case study. Denise was sending an email memo to her staff informing them of some changes happening in the company over the next few weeks. Knowing her staff was busy, she shortened a lot of her writing. All D prog reps are due mon, TX. She sent it to her secretary and CC'd everyone else. She also forgot to sign her email. Monday came around and no progress reports were being submitted. When she asked one of her employees why he hadn't submitted a report, he explained that he didn't know what she meant by prog rep, and on top of that, thought it was directed at her secretary and wasn't sure why she CC'd everyone else.